Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my beautiful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. We're headed into an eclipse. Are you excited?
I'm always excited. I'm excited about everything lately. I'm excited about a bug. So I can find an endless variety of things to be excited about lately. So tonight we're going to do a really interesting show about what do you believe is possible. And I'm just going to read kind of what I wrote, because when the team is pouring this stuff out, I don't get to really take it in.
That's a really good question, though, isn't it?
It's a fabulous question. And we've lived in the land of someday for so long, and now someday is here, and it really is here. We're at the top of the mountain looking around to see which path calls us and calls our souls, assessing what we have accomplished and deciding where to go next. We're also assessing if we have learned enough to step forward. Do we really know how to create our reality the way we want it to look, or are we still uncertain of ourselves and our creations? With Mercury retrograde, we're in a powerful time of assessment before the next steps. And tonight we're going to talk about the wonderful and powerful possibilities that we can play with and begin to explore. And also the team, of course, will always work with us in the dream time to explore these amazing possibilities, and that we are powerful beyond our imagination, and we are limitless. And I really think nobody really gets that. I think that we talk about, you know, everything from a theoretical perspective. But I think, you know, and in a group, everybody else is like, yeah, I'm powerful, I'm limitless, you know, and then they go home. And I think it changes. So tonight we're going to explore that a lot. And I've got the full eclipse moon at dawn on Saturday. Of course, Veronica, you're always in the middle of the astrology thing. And it's in Gemini. I thought it was in Taurus, so I guess there have been two different versions of where what's being eclipsed, but that's okay.
Well, Deb just explained tonight that it's going to be like into Taurus until midday. The full moon is into Taurus until midday tomorrow or something, and then moves into Gemini. So it's kind of split.
Okay, well, Saturday morning...
I don't have a clue what that means.
No, I don't either, because Saturday morning it's supposed to be at 7:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. So evidently that's when it goes into Gemini. I have no idea.
Well, we're going to get to see it from this point of view, so unless it's cloudy, and that'll be kind of fun.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, yay. Well,
you're supposed to bring more laughter, too.
We like that. I'm up for that. I will take any opportunity to giggle.
Me too.
So I want to talk a little bit about other dimensions, and I just want to touch on the bladder thing. Last week, what I didn't mention is that nobody had been inside my bladder for 7 months. So I think that was the piece that was missing when I got done with the show. The team was like, hello, you missed a really big piece there. I'm like, oops.
what was missed? I didn't get it.
That I had not had, with all the surgeries, everything I'd been through, there'd been nothing up inside my bladder to examine its condition for 7 months. The rate that the tumors were coming in every 30 to 45 days. And so the fact that it had been 7 months since I'd had a camera up in my bladder, it was really a big deal for it to be a healthy bladder. So I missed that piece. I don't know that anybody really cares, but you know, I think the dramatic aspect of how big it was for me was that part of that in 11 years worth of.
Oh, it was a big story. It was great. Wonderful story.
More than people know. So, other dimensions, and I am really, the team has just got me by the nape of the neck right now, and they are, watch this, listen to this, do that, read this. I'm ordering books that I don't remember ordering, and I'm laughing when they come in, and I'm like, when did I do this? So I just feel like that there is just this huge flow of information, and I've not been one to go out and, you know, look at what other people are doing. It's not really my thing. I've always been so damn busy with what I'm doing, but they want me to get all these pieces. And what I'm saying is that basically the truth is the truth is the truth. And, I mean, absolutely. And I have to say this. I went onto Seth's website, the wonderful Seth material, which started coming through in 63. And I was trying to remember the name of the book I'm reading, whose name I can never remember, which I think is hysterical. I finally remember it. It's taken me weeks.
What's the book, Seth Speaks, or...?
No, no, no. It's The Nature of Personal Reality.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And The Eternal Validity of the Soul is the first book, and then The Nature of Personal Reality. And Seth is very specific about wanting people to read them in order and so on. And here, as I'm looking at the website, which I'd never done before, I didn't know they have an institute and so on and so forth, and I had flipped onto it to get the name of the damn book. I was talking to somebody, and I wanted to give them the name of the book. And it was way upstairs in another part of the house. And as I'm scanning down the material, there's a whole group of books on parallel reality.
Aha.
And a caveat on there that says, this Seth considers this the most difficult material there is to bring forward to humanity. I'm paraphrasing. And I got so excited. I'm in the garage screaming. I'm so excited. I am so excited because what I have found with the Seth material, for me, this incredible validation of all the things that the team has said and how everything everything dovetails. Seth was really, when that material came out, it was really the kind of the beginning of the New Age movement. And there had been Mary Baker Eddy and some other things. I certainly won't negate any of that. But this was really cutting-edge material. And even Lazarus talks about the Seth material. Many beings do. I mean, it's brilliant stuff. And so there's a whole series on parallel realities that I can hardly wait to get to. But I'm slow because time for reading is very limited for me. But it's wonderful stuff. I mean, it's stuff, you know, the team has said, but again, I'm in channel. I get a lot of it integrates in. And I get it, you know, through some organic osmosis, I'm sure. And truly, at this stage in my life, I have a hard time really differentiating between who said what anymore. You know, it's kind of like, what?
Well, that, that sounds like it's spiritual truth then, not just ideas. You know?
Well, I guess. But, you know, I now kind of speak from we anymore because you just after a while, you've been in it for so long, you feel absolutely a part of it. There's no way to separate it. I know you understand this one, Veronica.
I do, yeah.
So I have to tell a cute story about Laura's... Laura's been having these extraordinary experiences where she's kind of in these other realities. They're not always pleasant. And she doesn't know how she got there. So...
It could be fun.
So I tried to explain to her that, you know, we're doing these kind of parallel things where, you know, the parallel realities, we're going to start bouncing in and out whether we want to or, I mean, it's going to happen. And so I kind of want to prepare everybody, if it does, that, you know, generally speaking, it's an intentional shift. But what Laura has been experiencing is just literally popping in, not to her parallel reality, but to some other experience in some other parallel reality, you know? Which can be a little disconcerting. I don't think this is going to happen to everyone, but I got a real kick out of it. And I just want to say that I know I'm in a parallel dimension. You're all there, okay? This challenges our mind that we can be in a parallel dimension and others are there as well, but there are an infinite number versions of us and of Earth. Everything is possible. Everything. And I am so lost in all these concepts. I'm having so much fun. I really am, which really does show what a nutcase I am.
I want to ask Laura if her children are all there.
No, no. She was at other people's reality. It was very disconcerting to her.
I betcha.
Yeah, because she was literally popping into other people's experiences and she had no relationship to them.
Oh, so
it wasn't past lifetime. It was literally popping into different dimensions.
Wow.
And so I'm just going to say that with my experience of my dimension, what I'm fascinated by, and I know you're going to laugh at this, Veronica, because as a woman, only you would understand this, and hopefully all you other women listening understand it. All of a sudden, I had to have cashmere on my skin. Now, this is so, and I had to wear pearls. And this is so funny. And I'm actually, so I had to order, I don't have time to really go shop, so I've been ordering sweaters, and because it's actually very cold here, and ordering sweaters and sending, you know, whatever I order, half of it goes back because, you know, the way it looks on a computer is not the way it looks when you get it. And I have some nice culture pearls, you know, but I've had to buy, like, pearl earrings, and I had a big pearl bracelet, and, you know, it's just all been coming in. What's fascinating to me, I wear these in my house all by myself with nobody, because I get ready every day. I do the full hair, full makeup, blah, blah, blah. I always feel that, you know, that I have to look, I don't
just going to work. Yeah.
I'm going to work, and I have to show up, you know, in respect for those that I work with, you know, in a very nice way. I mean, to me, that's just been something I've always done. I show it as honor and respect, and both for myself and for them. But there is nothing funnier than walking around the house with these pearls and the cashmere, thinking, you know, Jackie, you have totally lost it. And I keep looking for what's next. So I have to just say this, because this is how funny it's gotten. I've been looking at cars. My car is, you know, just turned 100,000 and blah, blah, blah. And, but it's paid for. So I've just been perfectly happy just to have it. And so I've been online, you know, during my breaks, whatever, looking at cars. And I got all excited about these cars, and I've been emailing the offerings to myself. I went onto my computer after I sent out tapes and did everything tonight. There was one car there. Everything else was gone. Now, I laugh about the fact that the team absolutely monitors my email. If somebody sends me a request for assistance, they get the assistance before I ever see the email. I mean, it's instantaneous. And I'm telling you, I started howling. Because I could hear the emails clicking in from my AOL account. You know, you make it and you send it over. You could hear it click into my incoming mail.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was there. And I'm like, obviously I'm not supposed to buy a car right now. I'm telling you, I laugh so hard. Oh my God, it was just probably one of the funniest things I've ever experienced. Anyway, parallel realities, I don't want to get... keeping our resonance high. And how are you doing with that, Veronica?
Pretty well, although I find that I'm a little bit precarious, meaning all of a sudden I get hit and I have to sort of jump in the shower ASAP or something. And I think there's a lot of funny energy out there.
There's a lot of dynamic shift.
Yeah, I find it.
And it can hit you very quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still struggle with the part of me that's so incredibly empathic. you know, that I can get blindsided sometimes.
And do you do forms of protection all the time?
I do, yeah. Well, sometimes I kind of forget, I guess, but I'm pretty fast at knowing when I've taken it on, so I'm pretty fast at jumping in showers and things.
Okay, well, that's a lot of work. I'd have to do my hair every time I did that. Okay, so I one of my clients was talking about the Hathor, sent me on to read something specific, and there was this beautiful piece in there about working with resonance. And I loved this. And every day when I walk, I do it because I just, and I have to really focus because I'm walking, but keeping the resonance there. And what you do is you go into the heart itself, into the heart muscle, and you go into a state of gratitude and appreciation for no reason. This is the challenge, because your conscious mind will start searching for reasons to feel those emotions. It is just being in that state, in that resonance, inside the heart muscle, okay, for a while. And then when you, and you know when it's right, okay, you know when you've reached that. I don't recommend that you do this when you're walking, by the way. Much better when you're sitting down. And then all of a sudden exploding that energy out into your version of reality, everything that encompasses your experience. To me, because our reality spins out of our mind. It truly is an illusion. The brilliance behind this piece just absolutely got me. Absolutely got me, because we know that the energy of gratitude is a gift. And the more you feel it, the more reasons you have to feel it. What I thought was so brilliant from the Hathors was not attaching it to anything.
I love that. That's great.
Just being in that energy, in the heart muscle itself. And I have to tell you, when you do it, there is an absolute shift. I mean, a tangible shift. So for all of you, I really recommend this one, talking about keeping resonance high. So I did make a couple of notes tonight because I was tired, but once I start the show, I never am.
I want to just say a quick thing, too. I was worrying one night about, for some reason, I woke up in the night, and it often happens, and I'll do various things, sometimes get up and meditate and so on. But anyway, I was worried for some reason about bone density. And so I was lying there, and I went into my bones, and they just burst into this light. They were just amazingly, it was beautiful. I was lying there, absolutely radiant. But it was all my bones. I could go through every bone in my body. I thought
beautiful.
That was pretty exciting.
Again, our beliefs, no matter what they are, it doesn't matter what they are. We're at a time right now. Okay, and that's why the team in the title was talking about standing at this kind of this pinnacle. Our beliefs, because time and space have shortened up so much, are so powerful right now that every belief that we have, conscious belief, is unbelievably powerful. It's squared and squared and squared again. I know Rob Ziles will be running circles, thinking to himself, she has no idea what that means. I don't.
I think we'll
but he'll come up with some formula. And we're on stage. You know, Lazarus has said rehearsal was over for years. I have never gotten that as strongly as I have right now. We're rolling into 2012. And that's why I really feel like this Mercury retrograde is so important.
Yeah.
So, basically what gets in our way in terms of fearing about our reality creations, can we do it, are we capable, are we going to miscreate, is fear, doubt, anger, blame, and competition. and any form of negative distraction. Negative distraction is worry, whether it's our kids, our spouses, our boyfriends, girlfriends, you know, the planet, the economy, the government, the, God, we can go on and on and on. And we're inundated through the media of all these things to worry about, including all of the medical pieces that come up on television about, have you got this, have you got that, take this medication, you know, breast cancer awareness, this. I mean, you're inundated constantly that you're not safe. So in order to keep focus and to keep your resonance high, it is a lot of work. It means that you have to filter out or decide what you're going to allow into your experience as a negative distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is so important. It's costing me a fortune because I shop on the computer instead.
But that can be kind of, because I've developed a real sensitivity at times to electronics.
Yes, I have been challenged with it as well. But before I do it, and I've been really, again, taking care of us, making us a priority. And we don't get to throw our energy around like we used to, Veronica.
We don't. God darn it.
No. No, it's not going to be, not only is it not going to be fun, but it's, you know, it can put you down if you're not, again, it's a belief. But, you know, I've been assessing what are my beliefs about all these different things. And the minute I find myself moving into a concern or a worry about somebody I love, immediately I shift. I don't care what I have. You know, Abraham says this a lot, and I love the, Abraham is, you know, very simple, very loving, very easy kind of, it's a soft bridge, the Abraham work.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she always said something, and my girlfriend Kathleen used to spoon feed me Abraham tapes because I was on the road all the time. And I spoon fed her Bashar, you know, we kind of, you know. And, but Abraham always said, you know, if something doesn't feel good, go pet the cat.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
Yeah. In other words, do what feels good. If it doesn't feel good, do something else. Do what feels good. Raise your, really, wait, bottom line is raise your resonance.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is for you, raise your resonance. And I think a lot of people have been talking to people and they go, you know, well, I used to be attracted to this and now I'm attracted to that and I'm going through all these changes and I'm like, yay, cool. And getting back to the fact that we are limitless. And that, in and of itself, I think that we, bursting out of this cocoon of limitation, is the biggest thing that we're going to face between now and the end of 2012. Doesn't mean we still won't still be working with it. We'll certainly be working with it on a totally different level. And I think the shifts in 2012 are going to be so exponential, we will not recognize ourselves by the end of next year. We won't, if we allow it, if we can allow the true magnificence. And I think that people really being loving to us is something, you know, we're all healers, fixers, this, that, and the other thing. And I've gotten really, really clear. The more loving I am to me, the more I'm able to carry that higher frequency and resonance, the more centered I am. You know, the more it just, I can feel it flow through me. And there's more elegance to it. It's not the obsessive, I got to fix this, I got to do this. My obsession is in my excitement and my passion. I'm always going to have that. As long as I'm still alive, I'm going to be in those energies. I have to. It's what drives, you know, again, I'm the scientist. Somewhere in there is some really distorted scientist.
Is that distorted? I don't think so.
Yeah, well, so, if you knew that you could create anything, and there was absolutely no limitation except for your thoughts. You know, here we go back to beliefs, attitudes, choices, visions, thoughts, feelings. Bottom line is, whether you're looking in the mirror, every response you have, and we all do this, especially you women listening, we look in the mirror and see an imperfection. And we judge it, oh God, this is going to get worse, I'm getting older. Immediately, you lay that on yourself. And that belief hooks in. And it's that, boom, that quick. And we haven't been diligent about these things because there's been so much going on and we really had more time and space. We don't have the time and space anymore. So really paying attention to our reality creations. And I've been so diligent. I've never been so diligent my whole life because, you know, coming out of what I've kind of come out of, recognizing that this is the time that I really get to recreate at every level the way I think and feel and function and work with every single belief that's in the way. Every belief that's in the way of whatever it is you want to create. And it's impeccability. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be the easiest thing you ever do, but again, that's a belief. If you believe it's going to be hard, it'll be hard. If you believe it's going to be easy and elegant, you open the door. As limitless beings, we get to choose. I mean, how exciting is that? But I think for so long we didn't believe it was possible. I think for so long we've seen limitations as limitations and made them real because everybody else had them. And we're moving into a time now where, more than ever before, we're all going to be running our version of reality. We bump into people, and our realities merge, okay? And then we pull back out, and our version of what experience they was just experienced in theirs can be totally different. I think it's always been that way, but not as succinctly as it is now. Like you with the bones.
Yeah, I love that.
Yes, that was your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And your belief structure is such that you are driven to believe that you can impact health and outcome, and especially in your own, and that's the reason you can.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're back to, what do you believe is possible? And the whole someday thing, I think, is something that we've all done. It's been a function of really not trusting ourselves.
Well, it's more like, when I have dealt with this and this and this, then I will.
Well, I'm sure that that's out there too, but you know, this is it. You know, we have to start stepping out and really looking at, when you know, when you say dealt with this and this and this, and I, you know, I'm a big one on that. But I've always stepped out. It hasn't always been easy, and it hasn't always been comfortable, and I'm still making adjustments constantly, especially to my beliefs. I see all the places I limit myself, not all of them, because they're not always visible. But if you spend enough time really looking, you will find them. And you'll find the accompanying beliefs. So redirecting thought and emotion together with intentions, changing the beliefs that you hold that stand in the way of your desired creations. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. And bottom line, your reality is an illusion. You're playing with silly putty anyway. It's malleable. It spins out of your mind. And it's a hologram. It looks real, but it's not. And that's the part as humans we still have the most difficulty believing and understanding. Because it looks so real. That problem with our children, that problem with money, that problem with this, that situation with that, they all look real. Only when you can move beyond that do you absolutely acknowledge and claim the power to change your reality? This is exciting stuff, guys. I mean, everybody's been working with intentions, and it's really time to take the next step and the next step. I'm going to bring the team in, though. I got censured by one of my friends that I was talking too much on the show. They were waiting for the team to come in.
Aww.
And this is a friend.
Somebody who loves you.
Yeah, they do love me. They didn't put it that way. They just said the time with the team is so precious, and I'm like, okay, I got it. All right. All right. All right. We do love our channel. All right. Welcome, everyone. So good to be with you. And you, Veronica.
Oh, good evening.
All right. Exciting stuff you're working on here. Now, Veronica, you brought up a very good point. When I take care of this, when I can clear this up, or heal that, or whatever, then I will do whatever. These are limitations that you're creating for yourself. Now, you've been living in what you perceive as a linear experience, and then, and then, and then. But you're moving into more multidimensionality. Well, what does that mean to you personally? Well, it means, and some of you are already experiencing this, where you feel as though you're doing several things at once. Now, certainly every mother out there, wife, has complained about this, homemaker, that they're doing two, three, four things at the same time. But you literally... you're already doing it. You just aren't aware of it. But you're going to become more and more aware of it. Now, many of you are working outside of what you perceive as your physical reality on other dimensions, and you're popping in and out. We've talked about this ad nauseum. But one day, you're going to be walking through your house, and all of a sudden, be aware that not only are you walking through your house, but all of a sudden you're going to be aboard a ship or with some society, somewhere, somewhen, where you're going to say, oh my God, when it comes back, and you pop out of it, and you will pop out of it, you're going to be so excited. The problem you may have is, who do I tell? How do I explain this phenomena? For those of you that have read Dolores' books, well, you're aware that these people that are put under this very deep form of hypnosis are able to share other things that they're doing that they are not consciously aware of at all. But for those of you listening to this radio program and who listen to it tonight or in the archives, you've all been working and creating connections to star families, etc. So you wouldn't be surprised, you may be surprised, when all of a sudden you're bi-locating. And from bi to, you will be tri-locating and doing other things. You are limitless. There is no limit to what's going to be happening. So we really are talking tonight about standing on this pinnacle of precipice. Saying, look, I've worked, I've studied, I've done this, I've done that. Now where do I go? What do I take on? what does my higher self want? What does my soul really want? What's calling me? All right. Certainly not. And we hope not for all of you. If you still find yourself pulling up old scenarios around blame, around anger, around victim, dear ones, please, please take the time to go in and forgive. And if you can't forgive, write letters until you can't write anymore. Get rid of the anger and the rage and the victim and the martyr and whatever other feelings you're feeling, the injustice. Vent it. In whatever it was, writing is always good, especially using your hand. Computer's fine if you don't want to do that, but the energy of doing it tends to have sometimes a bigger impact for some people. And don't worry about punctuation. Whatever you do, just write and write and write and write. Now, because these things are hooking you in, holding you back from all of the new. You can't get off the pinnacle, the precipice, if you're still hooked in, and go down a different side of the mountain if you're still hooked into all this crap. Pay attention. Where do I go into victim thinking? Who am I blaming? Is it the government or mortgage companies or banks or whatever it may be? You're really not subject to any of that, even those of you that are sitting there with big mortgages. Things will change. You watch. Things are going to change. And again, trust the power of your beliefs around all of this. Now, do you want to work with intentions around these things? Of course you do. I intend now, if you're writing an intention, I expect to receive a check in the mail that will pay off my mortgage. Now, that is probably not going to happen. Now you're reaching way out. I intend to be able to manage my mortgage elegantly and easily, and that the perfect solutions will come in to change anything that may seem to be unmanageable. Now you open all kinds of doors to the universe. You see, when you get into these conflicts of what you believe, what's all the negative distractions, as you're setting the tone for what it is you're wanting to create, I intend to forgive so-and-so, that son of a bitch, whatever. All right. Now, what is the universe here? All right. Conflicting emotions. I'm intending to forgive, but I'm still angry as hell. Well, you're going to get a mishmash. You're putting one out, that's what you're going to get back. If you recognize the cost to you to hold on to negative feelings, you would be absolutely locked in your house for weeks to get rid of them.
But when you're going to intend and you get a negative feeling coming up, doesn't it help to grab it, pull it up and out, and change it rather than...
Well, of course it does, Veronica.
Yeah.
That's a negative.
They often come up.
All right. Then what is a belief as you're writing an intention?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you have beliefs in the way. That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Of creating, of whatever it is that you intend to create. That's the time to change the beliefs. What is this belief that's coming up? What is this emotion that's coming up?
Mm-hmm.
How do I change it, transmute it? Where did it come from? Why is it there? All right. Get absolutely honest about it. And only then, all right, and change the belief. Now, there are a variety of ways to change belief. But first you have to identify them, so you're absolutely right. Now, you don't want to force negative beliefs down. Well, I'm a good metaphysician. I don't have these negative thoughts. Yes, you do. You're a human. And that's all right. Be honest about that. And we want you to understand, we will be there to help co-create with you. But never to disempower you, because if we disempower you now, we are not doing you a service. We're hindering your growth. And we're not going to do that. Absolutely not. You are magnificent beings. You are powerful beings. You are unlimited beings. And at some point when you crossed the veil and came to the other side, you'd beat us all up. We're here to help you to take your power, to recognize your power, to understand your power. And to understand what limits you. And there is a plethora of information out there that you can work with. Lazarus has an incredible library of information. Anything and everything imaginable. Bashara, an incredible library of information. Seth, Abraham, we could go on and on. Alexis. But your choice, your decision, your personal work, your personal intentions are going to change things exponentially. And it's very important for you to feel powerful enough to do this. And we think that that probably has been one of the biggest issues, is that humans don't feel powerful because they've been convinced for thousands of years that they weren't. Would you agree, Veronica?
I sure would. I like your stories about how if you're seeing, for example, a reptilian or a being from another dimension and you just keep loving it, it changes shape. And that's given me more, more ability to change how I respond to somebody I've been angry with.
All right. Now, in that story, do you understand what really happens? We want to take this a step further so that you can understand what you're really encountering.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go back to parallel dimensions.
Yay.
Okay. Parallel dimensions. If you flood something with love, what do? You align with a version of them. The version, quote unquote, of them. That is more loving. Of a higher vibration and frequency. Because in order to flood them with love, you have to raise your frequency, don't you?
Yes.
All right? And in order to have a match, this is why when you're with someone, as you said, whatever the circumstance may be, and they're being unkind, if you have the presence of mind, whether it's an extraterrestrial or a human, if you flood them with love, watch how the situation changes. in the case of an extraterrestrial, you're going to connect with, align with, another version of them that is more in alignment with the energy that you're broadcasting to them. Now, if that's true for an extraterrestrial, it's a wonderful point that you brought up. Is that not true for a human?
You bet.
All right.
That's a great tool when you're doing forgiveness intentions and exercises.
That's right. And it's a great tool, whether you're doing it meditatively or any way that you want to do it, or if you have an encounter with that being. You've all had situations where you knew you had to go encounter someone that you had a great deal of anxiety around. We'll use the channel, and what happened with her ex-husband as an example. She is not aware of this, but we'll see. We'll share it tonight. All of the old feelings she had towards this man, including fear and so on and so forth, were all surfacing, and anger and so on. Once she pulled the plug, it all came flooding out. And she'd made a commitment to take him to dinner, as well as her children, and one of them is his, one he raised. But all of this was surfacing, and all she kept thinking, in between the sweating, was to be in a state of love. And she called every one of us that she could think of, all right, and a lot of others besides, asking for assistance to be able to hold that vibration and frequency. But the version of her ex-husband that was there at dinner was not the same version that showed back up a week later. Do you understand?
No. Well, I mean...
Yes, not with her, but with her son.
Uh-huh.
All right. So in essence, she connected with, as did her family, because of her desires were so deep, so great, that the
version... What you're saying is for only for that experience?
For that experience. And the residue was there for, you know, she didn't see him again, but... The residue was there for kind of in and out for the rest of the week that he was in town.
Interesting.
All right. Because it set the tone for everyone else in the family. It opened the door to his relationship with his daughter, who he had not been in contact with for many, many years. So, in answer to your question, yes, you can connect with another version. When you're in the heat of an argument with someone, if you can have the presence of mind to flood them with love, can you shift dimension? Well, first, the amount of love coming out of you, doesn't that shift you to a different frequency? And is the potential not there to shift? Something has to shift. How many times have you flooded someone with love that they sat, stood there and screamed and carried on? Not many. Completely takes them off balance. So that version of them doesn't match the love that you're flooding them with. If it works with extraterrestrials, again, it has to work with humans.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hold the resonance? Can you do it not as a manipulation, but because it's what you choose to do to bring things to a higher level of resonance, no matter what?
And in fact, forgiveness is very often being able to release being victimized by some leftover thing with another person, isn't it? So it's another way
yes.
of saying that same thing.
Yes. functioning in an illusion, and these people are all playing roles, and yes, they can write in between the lines. But you had to be a co-participant at some level. There had to be some vibrational match, or the two of you wouldn't have been together. Your world is a world of projection and reflection. What you don't deal within about yourself is going to come at you. Now, as our friend Lazarus has said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. Sometimes people are just crappy. Are you going to let that shift your resonance? Are you going to hold your own vibration of love? There's the key.
So it doesn't matter which reason there is for it.
It doesn't matter what the reason is, Veronica.
I get that. Wow.
Because if you're holding on to any negative feeling whatsoever, you're hooked into that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't move forward, can you?
Mm-mm. Well, you sure can't move up.
All right. Well, up, forward, it doesn't matter. It's all okay. It's all perceptual. However, would you really want, do you get a big enough charge out of withholding forgiveness or holding on to blame a victim from any circumstance that keeps you from expanding and being able to create the life of your dreams? That's a heck of a price to pay.
It sure is.
All right. Now, we're not talking about stuffing. Understanding. Also understanding your role in everything. What was my role? Why was I there? If I was a victim, all right, and they were the bully, I had a choice. You walk off the game board, the bully can't be a bully anymore. Why did you stay? Were you invested in trying to change them? You see, when you get into really all of the nuances of this, and the incredible experiences that you're about, you've already had many, but that you're about to have that are just beyond anything imaginable. Everything else, all right, you want to get out your broom and your dustpan. Let's get in there and clean out the corners. Any little piece of anger, resentment, competition, rage, victim, jealousy, any of it is working against you. Now, reserved forgiveness does not work, all right? Okay, I'll forgive them. That's not going to work, all right? That's resignation. That's not forgiveness. You see, when Christ talked about turning the other cheek, what he really meant was, don't get invested in the actions of others. Do you understand what we're saying here?
Yes, don't be designed by that.
Exactly. If somebody, again, slaps you in the cheek, which was the metaphor he was using, turn the other cheek. Don't attack, and especially at that time that he walked the planet, all right, was a time of tremendous vengeance. The time of you do this to me, you know, if you do something wrong, cut off the hand, poke out the eye, etc. Right?
Bit extreme.
Very extreme.
And we have to kind of sign off in a little bit.
All right. Well, Veronica, talk about your show.
All right. My show on Tuesday night is Jackie Lapine, and she's written a book on creative manifestation, conscious creation of your life. And it's really quite a wonderful step-by-step daily thing. And she's had another book. Anyway, she's quite good at this whole thing. So that's 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, and that will come right up behind our parallel realities and all the other things that you're talking
beautiful,
about.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, and next Thursday I'll be back on at 7 o'clock with a call-in show. And then you at 8 o'clock.
Wonderful. All right. Dear ones, we would love to work with you tonight. Love to work with you. Call us in if you desire. And you decide what you want to talk about as it relates to reality creation, parallel reality. All right? Dear team, I really want to work on, all right, aligning. We had somebody today. Aligning with a version of me where I have found my passion again. Her question was, can I align with the version of me that has all of my intentions? That's a big jump. And our recommendation was, no, align with a version of you that's already in their passion and joy. Now, in the meantime, she's already done all the work and the clearing and the this and the that. But, as we told her, if you align with a version of you that has your passion and joy, you can create whatever the hell you want. All right.
So you're saying don't make it too intricate and too complicated, right?
That's right. Know that we love you, dear ones, very, very much. Don't underestimate the power of your intentions and the power of who you are. The universe, the quantum field, feeds back to you. Be clear. Be concise. You know what you want. Come to the table, all right, with the corners swept out. When you write an intention, when you come with an intention. We love you all so very much, and until we speak with you again in this format, it's a joy for us to spend time with you and you, Veronica, as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It is a joy. Namaste, dear one.
Namaste, and good night to Jackie.
I think we're off the air.
No, we're still on.
Oh, okay. I think my friend John is right behind us, so I got to get off.
Okay.
Good night, everyone. Remember that we are part of each other. We really are all one. We love you so very much. Love you, Ronnie. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.